Hey, this is Roy Killer War, and you're listening to This Is Soda Zero. Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yeah. Look at my balls bounce, man. Yeah, look at them fucking bouncing balls. Yeah, look at those balls. Yeah. Yeah. And then I can pull them up right up against my body.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yes. Fuck my ass.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse.
Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
Freaks, it's Tuesday, June 16th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, what the hell does this mean?
I'm calling these people and I'm madder than fish grease.
Plus, flushing puppies down the toilet and Chinese corpse brides. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, and we're going to get into it right now. For those of you new listeners who don't know what the bit is, basically, I find a sex story, a piece of erotic fiction, and I read it to you. This being Distorted View, though, the stories are a little fucked up. They're bizarre or disgusting or poorly written. Something about these stories make it Distorted View worthy, and today is no different. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you today's Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
All right, it's been a long time since I've had to play the part of a woman in one of these stories. In my personal life, not so long. Believe me, I've gotten a lot of practice. All right, so here we go. I woke up that Saturday morning with a feeling of anticipation in my stomach. For the first time in 3 months, I would be seeing George and Janine, a couple I've known for years. We weren't just good friends, either. About 10 years ago, George, Janine, and I started having full-out orgies whenever we got together. A single woman living by herself, I filled in the gaps between our wild times together by masturbating daily to various pictures I had of us. Me eating Janine's hirsute beaver, George and I sucking each other's assholes, Janine pissing on George's enormous ass-crack bush. I looked through these pictures as I got ready for their arrival, feeling my bush dampen. Poetic. To follow along with their previous request, I wore a butt plug all day as I cleaned the house. My saggy tits rested on my chubby belly. Oh, so she probably sounds more like,
my saggy tits rested on my chubby belly as I prepared for Janine and George. My pussy got hotter and wetter as I felt the intrusive object in my asshole.
I don't know how I should read this story. I think we'll switch off and on. At 5:30, the doorbell rang.
I was still naked, butt plug up my anus.
I fluffed my hairy beaver as I walked towards the door. What? Fluffing your beaver. Primping it for George and Janine. I opened it and saw my two favorite people, Janine and George. They both smiled at the sight of me and rushed in. After a few hellos and helping them get their bags downstairs, Janine turned to me with lust in her eyes. Oh, George, look at that fucking pussy, she exclaimed, pointing to my fluffy hairy cunt which spread onto my thighs and ass cheeks. It's a hot look if this were 1975. Oh, it looks delicious, he groaned, and immediately began stripping naked as he fondled my cunt flaps. I just want to remind you that this story was posted on Literotica. This was not written by one of my listeners. Although, phrases like cunt flaps would lead you to believe otherwise. His rock-hard cock stood out from his curly pubic hair, and he shoved me to my knees, pulling me in the bedroom. Janine followed, losing her clothes on the way. Suddenly, the smell of a fart filled the room. Really? I looked from Janine to George to see who had done it, but I needn't have. George pushed me onto the bed and sat on my face, his hairy, smelly crack covering my face. Eat my dirty shithole, bitch! He growled, grinding his fat ass into my face. My bush ran juices down my thighs as I begin to swirl my... Really? That's getting you hot? Nasty farts and disgusting dirty shithole. As I began to swirl my tongue over his puckered, wrinkled button, he was groaning and pushing his anus further down into my mouth. The rank smell of his asshole filled me as I shoved my tongue up his anus, feeling ass crack hairs get into my mouth.
Janine, eat Rachel's dirty, fat, hairy cunt now, you fucking whore! Take that butt plug out and munch her nasty, hairy ass, George demanded.
And he farted loudly again.
Yeah, bitch! Take that! Fart! Sniff it! You like that, you nasty, hairy, cunt ass eater!
He was out of control, lewd and free of inhibitions.
Rude. I hope this guy doesn't forget he is a guest in someone's house. It gets worse, though.
I felt Janine's mouth engulf my brown, hairy cunt flaps.
Again with the cunt flaps.
She chewed on my clit as George watched, grunting and groaning as I went to town on his amazingly hot, dirty shitter. I wanted to taste...
She's not very dainty.
I wanted to taste his turds.
Sure. You're already down there, right? When in Rome.
I screamed into his ass.
What is screaming into his ass gonna do?
I want your turds!
I want your turds!
Is anyone in there?
Hey, there's a burp. You can run that through the auto-tuner. After the story, one thing at a time. We have to get back to this guy's dirty shithole. All right,
I screamed into his ass as Janine began to suck my own fuzzy, unwiped asshole. She suckled the tuft of hair on my anus.
Oh, I kind of think that's even more disgusting than darting your tongue in the hole. Like, sucking on asshole hair. You know what I mean? Like, that's where little shit particles attach themselves onto. All right, so Janine is sucking on a tuft of asshole hair. George directed her with filthy words.
Yeah, slut! Eat that whore's filthy fucking asshole! Suck that ass hair! Taste her farts! Fart, Rachel! Fart, you dirty fucking bitch! Fart! Fart! Fart in my...
That's like three farts.
Fart in my wife's slutty mouth! She's eating your nasty ass, cunt bitch! You like that, don't you? She's eating that hairy bush, so give her a nice fart! She wants it!
Janine moaned as I continued to work on his ass, pushing a fart out of my anus as he demanded. This time it was Janine's turn to be lewd.
Fuck yeah, give me that ass gas! Fart on me, give me more!
She screamed as she continued suckling my anus hard, sticking her tongue up it. My tongue was getting tired,
but it's going numb.
But I continued eating George's delicious ass, gasping for air as he continued to crackle out stinky farts in my face. Finally, I heard him grunt loudly, and a turd began to emerge into my mouth. He lifted his ass up and said,
"Here it comes, Rachel. Watch this poop slide out of my asshole."
I watched mesmerized, grunting as Janine continued to eat my asshole and rub my long clit. A long, thick brown turd pushed its way out as George groaned in relief. It dropped. It dropped onto my sagging tits. The hot smell of turd engulfed the room. Janine looked up from my hairy, sweaty ass at the turd her husband had produced. I put half of it in my mouth, chewing, letting the unbelievably strong taste fill me.
Oh, yeah. You nasty cunt. Eat that shit of mine. Eat that, Rachel.
George moaned, picking up the other half of his turd and rubbing it into Janine's hairy ass crack. For a few minutes, we all lay collapsed on the bed, exhausted, but only for a few minutes.
And that's where the story ends. I don't know if this is a finished product or if it's a work in progress, but thank you very much to Chris for finding that story and sending it along to me. Now let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news! Sign up for the Sideshow right now and you will hear the bonus episode I have planned for you guys a little bit later today. And you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs, video casts, all sorts of stuff. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Support the program. If you're a fan of Distorted View, show it! And, of course, I am showing you guys how much I love you by giving away a Chumby. All you got to do is subscribe to my YouTube channel. Username is Distorted View Show over there. And, of course, there's a link on the show notes today. Rate, comment my videos, and you could win one of these cool little wireless internet devices. You can play music, podcast, all sorts of cool web-based stuff. They have little widgets and stuff. Go to chumby.com for more information. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. Oh, you know what? I did want to mention, I know some of you guys are probably sick of me mentioning the YouTube videos, but, you know, whatever. It's something new. And that last video I made, I honestly thought I was coming up with something new, that pussy insert thing. But then someone mentioned on Twitter that I had already talked about the Cuccini, or whatever the fuck it's called, which does pretty much the same thing as what I described, and I swear to you guys, I didn't remember talking about it on the show. My memory is that bad. I think there could be something wrong with me. The show should become increasingly interesting as I grow older. I'm just gonna get more and more senile. Should be fun. This is what I get for making fun of the elderly. Alright, so if you want to check out the video, it's over there at YouTube. You know, my product is a little bit different because it's scented, which I really think the Cuccini people should have thought of. You know what I mean? Like, if you're sticking something in your cunt, or in that cunt area, why not make it smell good? Who wouldn't want to take a whiff of a pussy and smell pineapple or leather or something? Whatever. Whatever your preference is. All right. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. This first one is my favorite of the day. That's why we're leading off with it. I just burped again back there, didn't I, when I was talking about the YouTube videos? All right. Someone voicemailed me yesterday and wanted to hear what my burp sounded like through the auto tuner. So let's do that right now. Those are the two burps I made into a little song there. And here it is run through the auto-tuner. Well, that doesn't sound good at all. So, you know, T-Pain or Akon, if you're listening to the program, don't even think about burping in your next song, because it won't come out right in the auto-tuner. All right, yes, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Minneapolis. It was after midnight when Ariel Wade rolled into the drive-thru at the 24-hour White Castle, one block from the state capitol. Wade rolled away madder than fish grease after the staff refused to hand over any burgers. Why, you ask? Well, she was riding in an electric mobility scooter. The drive-thrus are for licensed motor vehicles only. White Castle says it's a safety measure that's standard in the industry to keep pedestrians from getting creamed by cars. Now look, the news story says this woman uses a mobility scooter.
Hey, Bernice and Joy, tell everyone which power wheelchair got you to the
White Castle. Give it an hour. You'll be scooting as fast as you can to the bathroom. All right, yeah. So the news story says that she was riding in an electric mobility scooter because she has degenerative arthritis. I've seen video of her, though, and she's a fatty. Now, the video has all to do with why I love this story. Ariel, take it away.
I'm calling these people, and I'm madder than fish grease.
Do you guys remember the Sextastic Tuesday where the big, morbidly obese fat broad who was stuck to her couch was eating fried chicken and then started fucking herself with a greasy chicken leg? This woman is exactly what I envisioned her to look like. We're going to hear more from her in just a second. The White Castle dining room closed at 11 p.m., so she said that she had no choice but to order her sliders in the drive-thru. Complimentary burgers and consoling words from the district manager the next day haven't stopped Wade from taking her gripe to a law firm that advocates for the disabled. Her drive-thru dispute now could test a relatively uncharted area of disability law.
I looked around. Ain't nobody in the driveway. Ain't nobody in the parking lot. I'm going through the drive-thru. I've done it before. I get up to the drive-thru. I'm told, you can't be here.
Yeah, because you're in a mobility scooter. I don't know what the crash test rating of a Jazzy is, but it's no match for a fucking Ford Expedition. And I'm pretty sure Jazzies don't come equipped with airbags or anything. Seriously, if you were driving in, you know, an SUV that was high up, you might not even see the woman in front of you. She's so low to the ground. You know how many handicapped people would be killed in the White Castle drive-thru if they lifted this ban? Ooh. Do it, White Castle. Do it for me. Here's another winning quote from Ariel regarding the free food she was offered.
You can try and butter me all you want to.
Wait a second. She sounds like a... Is this a man? It sounds like a southern drag queen.
You can try and butter me all you want to.
You know what I mean?
Free meals ain't gonna work.
They said, oh my god, here's a fat broad and a mobility scooter, and she's pissed. Just throw her some free coupons for a couple sliders.
Especially when it's obvious that you're going to allow your employees to treat a potential customer that way.
Yeah. She probably does spend quite a lot of money over there at White Castle.
I want to make sure that they don't discriminate against another person.
Okay. There you go, straight from the debilitated heifer's mouth. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from China. Five people have been arrested for digging up the corpse of a young woman to be a ghost bride for a man killed in a car crash. What? The suspects include a grieving father who allegedly paid his four accomplices around £2,700 to find a female to be his son's companion in the afterlife. Cuckoo. The men were caught after unearthing the remains of a teenage girl who had poisoned herself after failing her university entrance exam. Really? That's who you want your dead son marrying? He could do so much better. In rural China, superstitious villagers... Oh, these fucking superstitions. Superstitious villagers have for centuries sought out the bodies of recently deceased women to be ghost brides for young men who die single. Kids are never attracted to the type of people their parents would set them up with, so why do you think that would change once they're dead? You know what I mean? Marriage ceremonies are conducted for the two corpses, and the bride is placed in the same grave as her husband. Under Chairman Mao's rule, officials made strenuous efforts to stamp out the ghoulish practice, but it's since resurfaced in some rural areas. Last year, a gang in southern China was arrested for strangling young women to sell as ghost brides when the supply of female corpses in their area ran short. Lucrative. These are the type of guys, they think outside the box, and I would want them working for me on my, Cooney idea. Final story we have for you today also comes from the UK. A week-old puppy was recovering today, after his four-year-old owner accidentally flushed him down the goddamn toilet. The tiny Cocker Spaniel was trapped in a waste pipe for nearly 4 hours after Daniel Blair decided that he needed a wash and put him in the toilet before pulling the chain. All right, I don't buy this story for a goddamn second. You know why? Would you wash yourself in a toilet? Why the hell would you think to stick a dog in the toilet? You know, I can understand the sink because you wash dishes in the sink. I can understand the bathtub because you wash yourself in the bathtub. The only thing you do in a toilet is, you know, drop a load or two. Piss in it and shit. This kid is sadistic and he should be behind bars. I wish I could just make those kind of rulings and it would stick. You know what I mean? Like, if I was the judge and jury of the fucking world. You know, cut down on all the riffraff, for Christ's sakes. After frantic rescue attempts by the RSPCA and the fire brigade failed, drainage firm Dino Rod... Which is another one of my inventions. I'm pretty sure I trademarked that name, the Dino Rod. Its tagline is, it feels fucking fantastic. That's right. It's about time for an as-seen-on-TV sounding rod. Alright, thank God for Dino Rod. They were called in and used specialist camera gear to locate the dog in a pipe 18 meters away from the house. The dog was actually flushed down the toilet. It didn't get stuck. It was actually 18 meters away from the house. He was plucked to safety. The animal has since been named Dino after the rescue. Daniel's mother, Allison, 40, said the pup's ordeal began after Daniel's twin brother, Nikki, took him out for a walk in the garden. She told the newspaper, Daniel told me it got muddy, so they put it in the toilet and pulled the chain to give it a wash. I ran to the bathroom, but the dog was nowhere to be seen. I assumed it was dead. I went into the garden, managed to lift up the drain cover, and was amazed to hear him crying. Oh, Dino Rod Man, Will Craig from Harrow in Middlesex was eventually called in, admitting he thought it was a wind-up at first. Don't give me that wind-up! The old 1-2, whatever. I don't know, there's silly sayings. After arriving at the scene, he used camera gear to find the dog and gently nudged him towards a manhole cover. dino rod, manhole, Middlesex. There should be way more genitals in this story than there are. It's ridiculous. Cheers broke out after the rescue was completed. There you go. Look, a happy, positive Distorted View news story. That doesn't happen very often. Mark your calendars. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies and see what they're up to today.
Chagoo, Timothy James Henson. This is Gina calling from Houston.
Hi, Gina.
I was told about a website that I just thought you had to check out. I'm going to go ahead and try and email it to you because I doubt you'll get to my voicemail. But it is called Text From Last Night. That's
yes, I have heard of this website.
From Last Night. And it's hysterical, the things that people will send to each other. The other thing is because I'm not a sideshow freak yet.
Well, text from last night basically is text messages that you may have received from someone or sent out, and you thought they were funny, or maybe you were drunk or something, and so people post them for your enjoyment. It's kind of like Fuck My Life, but, you know, completely different. They're really not similar at all, I guess. Oh, did you have more to say? Ah, just wait a second.
There is an app on the iPhone that I had called previously about called Rate a Fart. It's hysterical. You need to look it up. But I thought that you could create an app on the
Rate
phone
a cum fart?
Called Rate a Queef.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
I thought it would be hysterical. So
now, really, I wonder if that would be banned. There's already an app called Rate a Fart. What's the difference between where the fart comes from? Your asshole or your pussy hole? You know what I mean?
Hey, I just thought I would let you know.
Bet you I could get some press on that if we create the queef machine or the rate my queef or whatever, and it gets denied.
I'll go ahead and I'll email it to you because maybe you'll get it in your email instead of on the phone.
All right, I got it. It's okay. Thank you very much.
Timothy Pooh Squirting Henson.
Yes.
What's up? This is Zach from Florida. I know, you probably just heard some funny-ass fucking joke from the voicemail before me. Or not, but I'm calling on a pretty serious note. One of my favorite podcasts, the Chain of Fools podcast, just called it quits. And
never heard of it.
That got me thinking about your show, man. And honestly,
You want me to quit? You'd rather it be me than Chain of Fools or whatever?
Yeah, I love being a fucking member. It's the coolest thing on the face of this earth. And just keep doing what you do, man, because
I'm not going anywhere, baby.
Fucking cool. And whether you don't hear that enough or whether you hear it plenty, you heard it from me.
Aw, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do this thing as long as I can. You know, look, this may sound silly or retarded, but I've been working on this Distorted View thing in one shape or another since I was 17 years old. And I'm finally at... I know what you're saying. What a waste of time, right? I'm frittering my life away. But I'm finally at the point now where I'm, you know, making money. I'm not rich by any means, but, you know, I'm making enough money to make me want to keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's more to be done. And you know, I'm having fun and all that other... I don't want to talk about this. Let's just move on. I'm having a good time. I'm not going anywhere, baby. It's all good.
Hey, Tim, W.E. from Minnesota. The other week, you played that stuttering guy porn.
Oh, sure.
That
yes.
is John the Stutterer. Stuttering John was a guy that was on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, so they're two different people. Okay.
That, you know, he was always on. He, like, started off as an intern and all that shit. And
okay.
He was on for quite some time. Now he's getting out there for
NHL. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
John Melendez is his name.
Is John the Stutterer. He's just a fucking douchebag. All right?
Oh,
so,
just an idiot.
He's a fucking loser, unemployed piece of shit.
Just a fucktard.
So, Stuttering John and John the Stutterer are two totally different people.
All right. Well, thank you very much for explaining that.
Timmy!
Oh!
Fellow guard.
Hey!
Long time sideshow member.
Absolutely. You've been around for a long time.
Calling in because I've been listening to some old episodes. And I have a suggestion.
Oh no, did I promise something that I never came through with?
The next time you want to, you know, piss off the Freeside listeners by giving us paying members a new show and them a previously used and highly abused episode.
Right.
12/18/07. It's a Sextastic Tuesday of Grandma Porn.
Oh.
All right.
Bye.
Maybe we'll do that on a best of Sextastic Tuesday, or classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday, as I call it.
Hey, Tim. Annyeong.
Annyeong.
I wanted to thank you for helping me find a new ab workout. Just listening to Shuby Taylor. I cannot get over it. It's fucking amazing.
It's the worst. First of all, scatting is stupid to begin with, but this guy is bad at it. Not even good scatting. Peepaw, peepaw, peepaw.
Fucking amazing.
That's right, Shuby, if you haven't listened. That was a couple, what was it, on Monday's episode? Or maybe it was last week? I don't remember.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Freak Sean from Mexico. Oh,
I thought it was Grain Silo Guard again. It sounded like
him. Calling in, first time.
Oh!
I was just wondering, what is your favorite soda? You know, you're like a fancy soda connoisseur. Like, whenever you go, you're fucking thirsty. What do you want to drink?
You know, first of all, I got to say, I'm fascinated by the soda industry. I love it. I love trying different pops and everything. But recently, you know, back in 2007, when I decided I was going to lose weight, I limited my pop intake, and then I sort of let that go. And so now I'm back to just really drinking water. So I don't have a favorite per se. But I do enjoy, believe it or not, Faygo makes a great pop called Rockin' Rye. I don't really even know how to describe the flavor, I guess, but it's really good. It's creamy. It's red-ish tasting. If red had a flavor, I guess. And also, of course, Dr. Pepper is my all-time favorite drink, I guess, for some reason. So, especially Dr. Pepper, Dublin Dr. Pepper, which is Dr. Pepper made with pure cane sugar. Oh, so good. All right. So there you go. A couple more here.
Jigu, Tim, it's Kay, your Indiana listener.
Hi, Kay.
I was wondering if you could do me a favor and possibly put the sound clip of the two gay guys getting fisted in the ass through the auto-tuner. For some reason, I think that would sound really pretty. I don't know.
Pretty. Nothing about those fisting guys is pretty. All right, moving on here.
Hey, Tim, I forgot what I was going to tell you, but I love you. I love you so much.
Who is this guy? Is this the kid who's been calling in?
Oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this website? It's called awkwardfamilyphotos.com.
All right. First of all, you gotta stop calling in so much. Let me just count you how many times he has left a message in, like, the last day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 11 times he has called in today. Dude, once, maybe twice is plenty. I usually will only play, if I notice the phone number keeps popping up, I'm only going to play like one voicemail. I mean, right now, I mean, I haven't really cleared out my my cache in a while, or my unread messages. But from March 24th to today, I have 512 unplayed voicemail messages. So, you know, I can't play the same person over and over and over.
Hey, Timothy. Happy Heart.
Unless, of course, you're tone deaf Sean, apparently.
Hey, Timothy. Happy Heart Tenson. Dude, this is the distorted ham fucker spiral guy here.
Sure.
You know, when you post your shows late, I got nothing to look forward to all day at work.
All right. Well, I'm very sorry about that. Some days, like when I'm working on a video, or I'm having trouble with something, or I'm just being lazy, sometimes I get distracted by shit. Some days I'm very focused. Today, though, I should have the show posted by like 6:30 in the morning, so hopefully that'll be early enough for you. That is all the time we... And if not, I apologize in advance. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com, distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
I'm calling these people, and I'm madder than fish grease.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Oh, don't forget to subscribe, very important, to my YouTube channel. Last week, we were the 9th most subscribed channel for the entire week. Overall, this month, we're like 89. That's impressive. Out of all the YouTube accounts, Distorted View is the 89th most subscribed channel for the month. you could win a Chumby. I will be back later today for a bonus episode just for Sideshow Freaks. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, have a great day. And bye, everybody.
Fucking snatch weasels.